in the name of Christ. God, we come. Yes,
amen,
Lord.
Amen, amen. Again, if you are listening to me and you have announcements to get out of your area, you can send that over to me at info@triumphlife.org. We want to thank you for your prayer. Thank you, Elder Hodge, for that great prayer. We know prayer do change. And I want to thank everyone and have a great week.
Amen. We thank Sister Hodge for those announcements. We're going to go ahead and move forward with our service. What I like most about this service is we get in and we get out. So we got a messenger that's coming that I know that's going to bring us a word and help us. Amen. And I think she's got double duty today. Amen. So we're going to give her our amens and our blessings. Amen. And we're going to shout and rejoice in the Lord. Amen. So we can go about our day as the Lord allows us to do so. So we're just going to ask that you just give your praises, give your glory. Amen. To the messenger, none other than our own missionary, Tamika Mitchell. Amen. Amen. As she comes to give us a word. Amen. We're going to go ahead and bring her on and let her have, amen, this hour.
Good morning, good morning. What a beautiful day God has made. I first like to start by saying, giving on to the Spirit of Christ, who's the head of my life, through my pastor, Bishop Michael Lattimore, who's in charge of our day service, and his beautiful wife, our church mother, and my assistant pastor, Elder Norman Hodge, who's in charge of today, him and his beautiful wife. Today, my topic will be, can God trust you? My subtopic will be, are you worthy? And this is a personal note. It's a personal note. And I just want everybody to, as I'm speaking, I just want you to think about this thing. Can God trust you? Are you worthy? We'll be coming from Proverbs, the 28th chapter, 6th verse. 28th chapter and the 26th verse. And it reads, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Once again, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. He shall be delivered. He that walketh wisely. Then we'll go over to Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, and the 10th verse. And it reads, for we are his workmanship. I want to say that again. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We should walk in our good works. So the question today is, can God trust you to walk in your good work? Are you worthy? And yes, this is one of those moments where we have to take a look in the mirror at ourselves. We have to get our own house in order. We have to do a self-check. We have to have one of those King David moments, the 51st Psalms. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities, Lord. Can God trust you? Can God trust you with his blessing? Can God trust you with the deliverance? Can God trust you? God gives you children. He trusts you to raise them and give them back to him. He trusts you with these promotions on the job. You've been praying for a job a long time and God gives it to you. Can he trust you? When you say when you start making more money, you're going to do this and you're going to do that. You're going to reach out and take care of people. Can he trust you? You're going to see about the churches, at least one church, at least one person. God, I'm going to do this. God heals your body. He heals your body. Lord, I'm going to do this. Lord, I'm going to go to church. Lord, I'm going to give back. And then you go on about your merry way. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. At least make an attempt. Can God trust you? God, when you give me the voice, I'm going to sing like an angel. I'm going to preach the word like Paul. Can God trust you? God gives us more grace, more mercy. He gives you these things, and then you turn your back. More grace, more mercy. This is the type of God we serve. And then you remember him no more until the next dilemma. When something's wrong, when something's gone to the left, when people make you feel a certain type of way, then you call on God. But can God trust you? Can he trust you? Are you worthy? How do you feel about God? I told you, it's a personal thing. It's a personal thing. God gives you all that your heart desires. And you do nothing but criticize and judge and beg for more. And then you become a hoarder. Greed and pride takes over. Then you allow Satan to trap you. And there you go again, calling on God. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with calling on God when you're in your situations in a bad moment, because that's what we're supposed to do. You call on God every time you allow Satan to pull you back. In a hole, you call on God. But what if you get too far out in the deep and Satan has taken over your mind and your heart, and then there's no turning back? What shall a man profit by gaining the whole world and lose his soul? Can God trust you? Lord, you give me that big house. I'm going to invite the pastor over. I'm going to cook dinner. The church is going to come over. You get the big house. Now the pastor looking for you. You left the congregation. People are wondering what happened to you. Can God trust you? You still turn your back on him. All the worship, all the praise, all the glory. And we all know those people. I swear to God, when I get myself together, I swear to God, when I turn myself around, it's going to be all about the Lord. But then when you turn yourself around, God allows you another day on this beautiful earth full of health and strength. You forget all about God. Can he trust you? We're talking about someone who provides. More grace, more mercy, long-suffering, endurance, peace, love, joy. He provides these things for us. Quick question. If you and God were to come up against the enemy in a battle, would you stand with God? Would you turn your back on God? Would you tell God, I have your way, way back? Can God trust you? Would you ride or die with God? Are you worthy? Can he trust you? It's a personal question. And I know you may say, well, who does she think she is asking a personal question? It's not a personal question for you. It's a personal question to me. Yes. The message, the word, comes to the preacher first. And I want you to know I check myself on a daily basis. I check myself before I got home this morning. And I say, Tamika, can God trust you with his word? Tamika, are you worthy? Tamika, are you willing to give it all to God? Tamika, are you willing to surrender it all? This is what you need to be asking yourself. Can God trust you? Will you? Can you give God a yes? Can you surrender your all to God? Can you drop those habits, those bad habits, and pick up Christ? Can you give him your all? Will you give him your all? He is our provider. He is our strong tower. He is our all in all. What shall you render? What shall you render? What shall I render for all his benefits that he provides for us? He's a way maker in the times of trouble. He's water when you're thirsty. He's food when you're hungry. Can't he trust you? You pray and ask God, God, send me a good husband. But you still have those female harlot ways. You pray, God, send me a good wife. But guess what? Can God trust you with that gift that he's given you? Lord, send me these children. Bless me. Lord, bless my womb. But can he trust you that you will raise these children? Give them back to him. Introduce Christ. Or will they raise themselves? He gives you the job. Then you sit down, Facebook, texting on your job, and forget all about your duties. Can he trust you? We serve a God that is a provider. We serve a God that is a way maker. No matter what goes on in this world, we need to know that he is the Alpha, he is the Omega, he is the beginning, and he is the end. Oh my God. Can God trust you? How do you feel about God? This is a question you ask yourself. Can God trust me? I want God to trust me. I want to be on his side. God needs soldiers, bold soldiers, to stand up. Oh, God. The Bible tells us that we need to preach the word in season, out of season, bold soldiers. He doesn't need cowards on the front line. Oh, my God. Can God trust you? Oh, my God. Will you stand? Can you stand? And hold the bloodstained banner and say, for God I live, for God I die. The word lets us know if you are ashamed of him right now, he'll be ashamed of you before his Father. So stand up and ask yourself. You look in the mirror, because I'm looking in the mirror every day to get myself together, to check myself, to make sure God can trust me. I want to be trusted. I want to be available. Say these things. Speak these things, walk in these things. Do you want to be available? Do you want to be trusted? Can God trust you? Are you willing? Are you able? Are you ready? Oh, glory to God. Being out there in the world with Satan, we all have been on the other side, and I promise you, we were ready. Whatever it was going on, however it was going on, we was ready. Ready, working for Satan. Not knowing that he had our soul tied up, ready to devour us. The Bible lets us know all he comes to do is steal, kill, and destroy. And we were promoting him. Trust me, I did it. I was there. Whatever it was, however it was, I was about it, with it. But guess what? Be the same way for Christ. Stand up and be bold for Christ. Stop being ashamed of Christ. Stop turning your back on Christ. Get it together. If you looking at me and you hear my voice, you have time. The blood is running warm in your veins. You got time. Check yourself. Get your house in order. Can God trust you? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. All he wants us to do. It showed us dying world that he lives. He wants us to let them know that he is real. He wants us to let them know that agape love exists. That's all. He wants us to surrender. He wants us to be willing, working vessels. He wants people to see him in us. He wants us to walk worthy. He wants us to share and spread the fruit of the Spirit. That's all. Oh, my God. We're talking about someone who climbed the hills of Golgotha, bearing a cross for us. No mother, no father, no sister, no brother. I'm not carrying nobody's cross, and neither are you. But he did. He did this for us. Oh, my God. When he got there, they nailed both his hands. Both his hands. You're not going to get nobody on earth to do this for you. Nobody. Don't let them fool you. They nailed both his hands. And I did some research on the nails that they use 7 to 9 inch iron nails. And right now, these are the type of nails that we nail tents down with. Oh my goodness. 6th to the 9th hour, he hung there. They put a crown of thorns, thistles on his head. And I know for a fact, they just didn't place it there like a halo. I'm pretty sure they pushed it down. They pushed it down in where he could feel it. I'm pretty sure they did it. They pierced him in the side, both sides. Hallelujah. Out came blood and water. They nailed his feet. Jesus, the pain, the agony. He did this for you and for me. And you ask yourself, can God trust you? Are you worthy? We're talking about someone who gives us our heart's desire. All he asks of us is to praise him, worship him. Give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, because he deserves it. There shouldn't be a soul not serving Christ. But there is. There shouldn't be a soul not understanding Christ. But there is. But that's where we come in as disciples, true disciples, preaching his word. Showing the lost that there is a way. There is no trial, no temptation, no tribulation that God doesn't give us an escape route for. And he does this because he wants us to be saved. He doesn't want us to go to hell. He wants us to be saved. This is the God we serve. So why can't he trusts you? Why can't you trust him? The Bible lets us know that this is it. There's none before him. Oh my God. Oh my God. And there will be none after him. So whether you want to believe it or not, this is it. Jesus Christ is it. There's no other way to get to the Father, but through the Son. You have to accept him, believe in him, have faith in him. Humble yourself and come to Christ and let him know you talk to Christ just like you talk to me or any other friend or family, because there's no more middleman, no more middle wall, but no more. There's no petition. It's just us and Christ. You go to Christ and you let Christ know you can trust me. You can trust me. You can trust me, God. You can trust me, God. You can trust me, God. Whatever it is that you have for me, you can trust me with it, Lord. Whatever it is that you need from me, you can trust me, Lord. You let him know that you are available. That's the key. Let him know you are available. Let him know that you want him. you want to sup with him, let him know, God, I am here. Whatever it is that you need from me, Lord, I am here. Don't be afraid, because I promise you, it's in the word. Whatever God has to give, to offer us, it's of a good thing. And when he gives you these good things, these good gifts, these overflowing blessings, tell him thank you. God, thank you for my husband. Lord, thank you for my wife. Lord, thank you for my children. Lord, thank you for the peace of mind. Lord, thank you for the new house. Lord, thank you for the new car. Lord, thank you for keeping me. Oh, Jesus. Lord, thank you for healing me. Lord, thank you for providing for me and my family. Lord, I thank you. That's it. That's it. That's it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for trusting me. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for giving me another chance. The Bible lets us know that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So, Lord, thank you for allowing me to keep a sound mind. Lord, thank you. I may have some little health issues, but Lord, thank you. Every now and then the financial problems come, but Lord, thank you. Sometimes the children may act up. Lord, thank you. Sometimes the husband, the wife, the job, the promotion, all that works my last nerve. But Lord, I thank you. I know you will keep providing for me, Lord, as long as I put you first. We serve a jealous God. And the minute you start worshiping anything other than him, you're in trouble. So my advice to you, ooh, Jesus. Jesus. Stay with God. Stay with Christ. Mary's baby. The one and true living God. Emmanuel. The great Lion of Judah. Oh God. He's our lily in the valley. In the time of trouble, whatever it is, he's there. So just remember, this day, self-check. Can God trust you? Are you worthy? God's not going to stop providing for his people. He loves his children. He's not going to stop protecting us, strengthening us, encouraging us. He loves his children. And that's one of the most important things. You need to come on this side so you can be adopted into the royal family. So you can see it. You can feel. You can hear, you can smell, you can taste the goodness that he has provided for us. Just remember, check yourself, because I'm going to check myself, and say, can God trust me? Am I worthy? Pray my strength in the Lord, and I'm handing it back over to Elder Hall. Thank you for your time.
Amen, amen. Can God trust you? Are you worthy? Amen. That is a wonderful self-check message. And every now and then, we got to look ourselves in the mirror and say, can God trust me with what he has possessed me with, what he's put into my possession? Amen. And I like to think on that, because, you know, I often mention that, you know, we're just stewards over whatever we have. And I'm just talking, you know, materially at this point, but, you know, we're just stewards of whatever we have, whatever kind of car you have, whether it's a 1980 or a 2021, whatever type of house you live in, whether it's 1,000 square feet or 4,000 square feet. You know, whatever your bank account have is $5 or $5,000. Amen. Whatever God has put in your possession, He needs to be able to trust you. We're just stewards over it. It's not ours. It's his. It all belongs to him. This ministry that you're listening to us right now, it belongs to him. It's not mine. I didn't create it. He created it. He gave me the ability and the knowledge to put it together. Amen. But it is not mine. It's his. And we're just stewards over what belongs to him. And he needs to be able to trust us with that, not only with our material possessions, but with our spiritual possessions. In other words, whatever God gives us, whatever talent God give us, whatever mindset God allow us to be in, amen, we ought to be able to allow God to trust us with just that. And first of all, and I like it because she said, can you trust God? And that's the key. That's the key moment. That's why I'm here right now. Can you trust God? Because you first have to be in a position to trust God for him to give you something to trust him. So you have to open your life up to him. You have to open up your heart up to him. You have to open up your mind up to him. You have to open up your whole body. The Bible says it this way. Give your body as a living sacrifice. No, we don't have to kill any doves anymore, any pigeons, any goats or any lamb. We don't have to sacrifice those, but you can offer your body as a living sacrifice. And when you offer your body as a living sacrifice, you're trusting God at that moment with your life. And when you trust God, God will need to trust you. Because when God gives you things, amen, in life, in this life, he needs to be able to trust you with it. He needs to be able to know that you're going to do what you said you was going to do. And I've been in that situation too, missionary. Amen. Lord, if you get me out of this, I promise I will. So I know that somebody else out there, I just help you remember when you told the Lord, Lord, if you get me out of this. if you just bless me to come out of this, if you would just bless me to have this, if you would just bless me to possess this, if you deliver me out of this, if you will heal this, I will do. I will go. I will say. I will. I will. I will. Can the Lord trust you? I like that this morning. Can he trust you? Amen. I just want to introduce you to a man named Jesus Christ at this moment. Amen. I want to introduce you to him because you need to trust him so that he can then trust you. You need to trust him. And this is a moment where you can trust him. If you pray this prayer with me, Lord, forgive me for I have sinned. Lord, I believe that you are human yet divine. I believe you were born of a Virgin Mary. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I believe that you got up on the third day with all power in your hands. I believe, Father, that you're sitting on the right-hand side of the Father making intercession for me. Lord, save me. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe if you prayed that prayer with me at this very moment that you are saved. The Bible declares that if you confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart, that you are saved. So I just want to encourage you to continue to grow in his grace, continue to read your Bible and get into the Word of God and understand what he's requiring of you. Amen. And that he may trust you with this grace thing that he has bestowed upon you. And all you have to do is just grow in his grace, and God will bless. I know it for myself. I know it for myself that he will bless. But the question on this morning is, are you worthy and can he trust you? You first have to be worthy for him to trust you. And once you're worthy, he will give you a possession, give you an idea, give you a moment, give you a word, give you action, give you a possession that he will need to trust you with. Can he trust you on this morning? I'm going to give it back over to our missionary, amen, so she can give us our final prayer and our benediction. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Father. Lord, right now I come to you in your mighty name, Jesus, Lord. Because you are the Alpha, you are the Omega, you are the beginning and the end, Lord. And there's nothing in this world, nothing in this world that can move without you, Lord.
Yes.
We come to you right now, Lord, to let you know, Lord, that we understand that your word lets us know that we are. That
yes.
We are your workmanship, Lord, that you created us unto good works, Lord.
Yes.
We are your workmanship, and you created us unto good works, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You know, Lord, that we appreciate you, Lord. We appreciate you right now, Lord, because there's nothing. There's nothing else. There is nothing else, Lord, and I'm telling you right now, Jesus,
yes.
We acknowledge that.
Yes.
And we accept that. It is you.
Yes.
It is you.
Yes.
It is only you, Lord.
Yes.
We put you first. We serve no other God.
Yes.
Right now, in your mighty name, Jesus, we give you all the glory, Jesus.
Yes.
All the honor, Jesus.
Yes.
And all the praise, Lord. The earth and the fullness thereof belong to you, Jesus. And we want to say thank you, Lord, right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord, right now. Thank you, Lord, for the healing, Lord. Thank you for the deliverance, Lord. Thank you, Lord,
thank
for whatever
thank
it
you.
Is that you're offering us.
Glory.
Lord. No matter what it is, Lord, we're going to accept it, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because we know that what you have for us is of a good thing, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Those that I want to speak to, Lord. Those that I can't make it to the church, Lord. Those that can't make it online, Lord.
Thank
those
you,
that
Jesus.
Accept Jesus.
Yes,
to
Lord.
Come, Lord. Let's touch the blood. Just let them know that you will never leave them nor forsake them.
Yes.
Lord, right now, you're my Jesus, Lord. Those that are double-minded, Lord. Right now, Lord, touch
yes.
the mind.
Touch
Lord,
them. Touch
bring them back, Lord. Lord,
yes.
bring them back, Lord. In your
do
mighty
it.
Name, Jesus, some have gone out in the deep a little too far, Lord, and they have no idea of the trouble that they're in, Lord. But I'm asking you right now, Lord, to look out.
Bless, Lord. Bless.
Look out, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Give them another chance, Lord.
Yes.
Let them know that you're standing here with all outstretched arms, Lord, saying, come.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
God, give them another opportunity, Lord, right now, in your name, Jesus,
do
Lord.
It, Jesus.
As long as they have a sound mind and blood running warm in their veins, Lord, you said that there still is hope.
Yes, yes.
Right now, in your mighty name, Jesus, Lord. In your name, Jesus, bless us.
Bless.
Shield, protect, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Not a selfish prayer, Lord, but
yes.
a prayer for the world, Lord.
Yes.
Touch,
yes.
shield, deliver, Lord. Strengthen
yes.
us, Lord. Strengthen our country, Lord. Strengthen our president, Lord. Strengthen the government, Lord. Right now, your mighty name,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. From the least to the greatest, Lord. Touch them and let them know that you are here. And you are here to deliver.
Yes.
In your mighty name, Jesus, we close this prayer. I was just saying thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Tell God, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
You deserve it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
Now
yes.
Him who is able
yes.
To do
thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
According to the power that work in with
you. Yes.
One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Till next week. Amen.
Can you give our miracle worker a hand tonight? Oh, come on, listen. I said the miracle worker. I said the miracle worker. You want to open up your mouth?
Yes, amen, amen, amen.
Tonight healing is being released. Can you have five, three people and tell them if you want it, do this show, no pain.
Unless I go and just do what